episode number 1. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Luella. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Just Do It, for the fun. Luella Weaver is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. The slogan, Just Do It, is hard to avoid in modern life, whether it is seen as an inspirational outcry or a bullying order. This statement is summed up by the sports brand in its advertising campaign for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. It's a nod to the athletes who appear in their Nike ads, and the famous Nike swoosh seems to accompany him. Given how inherent the brand's slogan has become, it had an unfortunate start. The slogan was the brainchild of Dan Wieden, who said it at a meeting with his co-founders at Nike in the early 1990s, and it was his first foray into advertising. It took money to make lots more money, but the slogan was a hit, and over time the Just Do It campaign allowed Nike to increase the number of advertising dollars in the US and Canada from 18% to 43%. I don't think it hurt that Nike have hired some of the world's leading athletes like Michael Jordan and Michael Phelps to boost them. Do It is just an advertising slogan that has taken over an entire brand that encompasses much more than just the Nike brand and its products. #they saw the slogan branded on all consumer goods, and customers think they could achieve greatness by connecting with Nike and their products. Wieden and Kennedy created Nike's first major television campaign, which included a series of commercials for Nike Air Force One and Air Jordan 2, and was accompanied by a number of other television commercials, including the first ever commercial for a Nike product in the United States. I think we have had too many different commercials that have not added anything to the slogan. It may not have been the brand legacy that Nike would ideally have chosen, but such things are largely irrelevant because no one was convinced that the brand was necessary at all, let alone had any idea of the impact it would have. If you decide what you are not going to do, it is helpful to have a list with yes. This list helps you learn how to play and what things you enjoy and what these things are. If you make this list and do the to-do list instead of bowing to the wishes of others, you are more likely to like the things you do and fill your tank. Think of it now not as a choice, but as a task, and think about what strangely liberates you. I am not trying to describe cooking as a fun event to entertain you, but rather as an opportunity to remind you that you are doing something that is not necessary to live a reasonably mature life, and that you can cook something to have fun with, even if it suggests something of yourself, enjoyment or even a bit more enjoyment. This article was made possible partly by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and partly by a grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Science Foundation. If I had to make a guess, I would say that I cook every day, no matter what, and otherwise get by. I like communicating with foodies and writers and cooking meals once a week, but it is a fun and enjoyable adventure when you have the opportunity to cook for yourself every day. Which brings me to a dirty little secret that I suspect haunts us all. We all bring it upon ourselves, if we deny this fundamental truth, if we do not report on the books in which we have to live and eat on minimum wages or less, we will all be buried in poverty and misery. If you go in without proper planning and expectations, chances are you'll come home and still say it was fun, and chancellors will still say it's worth it, even if you want to stay home to work anyway. Wild Roots Outdoors is about a father and family who live outdoor life and teach four boys how to do the same. For some reason, this line resonates deeply with people who have little or no connection to sport. Interestingly, Nike itself did not see this as a problem, but rather as an opportunity for a new generation of women. Nike has chosen a woman who wants to combine a commitment to sport with the empowerment of women, and it has become a doctrine to live up to that claim. Instead, I find it most effective to invite people to participate in what we believe and what we stand for. There are so-called show-and-tell classes in which children bring a toy or something else, present it to the class in a few words and then answer questions from their classmates. This has been The Time Is Right, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.